I'm glad we came here. This is really delicious.
I was worried you would think it was too far to drive.
Well, it's true I've never driven 2 hours just to get lunch. But really, I think it's worth it.
I think if you try some more authentic Chinese food, you might understand how we students from Taiwan suffer.
How do you mean suffer?
I mean, in Milwaukee, there is no good Chinese food. So we miss the food in Taiwan too much. Sometimes we just have to drive down here to Chicago to find something better.
Even in the winter?
Yes, even in the winter.
And even if it takes 2 hours? Huh?
Why not? I've been craving good food for 3 weeks now. I'm too sick of hamburgers and pizza.
Well, this really is delicious, I have to admit. I can understand better now why you and your friends are always whining.
Don't tease me. Good food is really important to Chinese.
I know. I can see that. This is what is called dim sum, right?
Yes, all these dishes are different dim sum dishes. You can't find this kind of thing except for in a few cities in America.
So when you Chinese think of Chinatown, you mostly think of food. Is that right?
Of course. I will try to buy some things at the Asian grocery down the block too. Then I can do a little cooking in my apartment.
And maybe we can go to a good Italian restaurant for dinner after the museum. Chicago has some great Italian restaurants.
No way.
What do you mean?
We're going up to the new Chinatown for dinner. I already know where we're going to go.
All right, all right. I'm happy to try more Chinese food. Will it be dim sum again?
No, dim sum is usually eaten around lunchtime or sometimes closer to breakfast. We'll try more Taiwanese style up at the new Chinatown.
Taiwanese style? Isn't dim sum Taiwanese style?
No. Dim sum is more Cantonese style, but of course you can buy it in Taiwan.
I wonder if you can cook things this good.
I'm a great cook, actually. You will see.